Okay, so we had a we're on the bottom of Chav Chesem Abeis, second to last line. We had a Bryce, we had a Mishnah on Chav Chesem Aleph on the bottom, where the Mishnah had said that chametz of a Nachri that's over all of a Pesach, that Passover Pesach, mutter bahana. So chametz of a Nachri, there is no iser of chametz over all of a Pesach. It's mutter bahana. Vishal Yisrael aser bahana. And of a Jew, though, it's also by Nashnever v'leira al-chasor. So the Gemara wants to figure out who is the author of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yossi Eglili. The Mishnah quoted three different opinions in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chametz is Aser d'Oraisa before Pesach, after Pesach, and on Pesach. And the only difference is that on Pesach you also get Kari. So that was Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says that Chametz is not Aser b'Achila before Pesach, or after Pesach, mid'Oraisa. Mid'Rabbanan, it's Aser and Kari's. Rabbi Yossi Eglili said it's not even Aser Bahana'a on Pesach, it's Mutter Bahana'a even on Pesach. Those are the three opinions, and the Gemara discussed them a little bit yesterday. Just related to the last line that we rushed through yesterday, the Gemara had said in the discussion of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do, what does each one do with the other's Pasuk? So Rabbi Shimon mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda said, you use one of the Pesukah to teach me that a Tamei, and somebody who is far away, Hayab Derech Rechoka, you need a pasuk to teach that they are also chayiv in matzah, even though they're not chayiv in karen pesach, they're only chayiv in pesach sheni, these people, still, you would have had a hava mina that they're not going to eat the matzah, kamash balan, they do eat matzah. Says Rabbi Shimon back to them, you don't need a pasuk for tamei and derech rechoka, because you'll learn that now from Arel. You'll learn that once you have an Arel and a ben nechar. An Arel is somebody who, like we had yesterday, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, what is an Arel? Somebody who physically does not have a bris, but how far do you push that? Rashi says, like most Rishonim, Arel means anybody. Even Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, even if it's in a state of Arlus, that is because of an Ones, you're still classified as an Arel, and we feel bad, but you do most mitzvahs except for this one, Karban Pesach. While Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's Dafka, a Arel who had the choice, meaning only one of his brothers died or he was just scared of the Mila. But if somebody halachically is not supposed to get a Mila, so then he is not called an Arel. He loses his shame Arel, and therefore he's not allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. That was a machlokas what an Arel is. But Rabbi Yehuda said back, Rabbi Shimon said back, you don't need a pasuk for Tamin Reach Rechalko, because you learn that from Arel and Ben Nechar. They're just like Arel and Ben Nechar don't eat the Karan Pesach, but they do eat the mitzvah, the matzah. So too, these people. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you say it by both. So what? So you're right. It seems to be an extra pasuk. Rashi says, ksiv b'hai v'ksiv b'hai. It says it by both. Just two ha'aris on that line before we move on. The Maram Chalava mentions that maybe there is a tzrichasa. According to Rashi, it's somewhat difficult. Because, okay, it says it by both. But the Gemara usually doesn't end off like that. When the Gemara goes back and forth and says, what does he do with this pasuk? What does he do with that pasuk? The Gemara usually ends up saying why each one needs each pasuk. He doesn't end off, okay, you could have had it, but it says it by both. So Baruch Halava just has a Ha'ara, just a reading of the Gemara. Vitzricha, you needed the pasuk to mention it by Arel and by Ben Nechar, which means a Mumar, which means somebody who refuses to do certain mitzvos. I guess doesn't refuse to do all mitzvos because he wants to do Karan Pesach. And by Tamei and Derech Rechoka. So it says the Baruch Halava. The Yishmin and Arel, if you would have just said Arel, Bishop Deliba L'Shamayim, you would have said, you need Arel because his heart is to heaven. So that's why I would have thought, that's why he gets to eat matzah. Avol ben Nechar, Dein Libo L'Shamayim, but a ben Nechar who refuses to do certain mitzvos, he's a mumar for certain mitzvos, Emalo, I'd have said, no, he can't do matzah. He's different than an Arel. V'yishmin ha'ani tartidu, and if I would have only had these two, I still wouldn't have known the others, Bishop Delo Mitch L'Pesach Sheni. I would have thought that these people don't have any Pesach, so that's why they eat matzah. But let's say Tamei and Derech Rechoka who eat Pesach Sheni, so maybe they shouldn't have to eat Pesach Rish, so they should just eat Pesach Sheni. Avol Tamei and Derech Rechoka to be tchul Pesach Sheni Emalo. And he says backwards, and if you would have only had these, Tamei Pesach Sheni, Bishop the Yeshna Bechal Mitzvahs. I would have thought, because they do all mitzvahs, so I would have said they do matzah also. But Arel and Bein Nechar that are excluded, they are precedent that they don't do all mitzvahs. The Mumar is not doing all mitzvahs, and an Arel also cannot eat Truma, for example, so I would have thought, Emalo, Tzricha. So the Maram Chalava just works out why you would need the Pasuk by all these different people. And just what Ha'ara Tosfos. Tosfos asks, Tosfos call Arel. He says, Tema, Gabi Ben Nechar Chehu Mumar Amayisar Kra. What's the Havamina? Just because somebody's a Mumar for three mitzvahs, right? He refuses to wear tzitzis, he refuses to do this, do that, put up a makkah, whatever the mitzvah is. He refuses for some reason, he's a Mumar. So the question is, so isn't it obvious that he has to do the other mitzvahs? He has to even do this mitzvah if he changes his mind. But what's the hava mina that he wouldn't have to do the mitzvah of matzah? Pshita shechayev lechol matzah. Toch chayev b'chol mitzvah b'ris b'torah. Okay, Aurel, you have a hava mina. Because he's not, might have a different status. But Mumar? V'yikamash v'lan. Toch matzi achol matzah. Avagab d'asa b'pesach. Hanami pshita. D'a matzah kedusha is bay. Does matzah have any kedusha related to it? So that's why Tosfos says the Yesh Lomar the Yitzrich. Maybe the chiddush is that he was a mumar at the time of the shechit, and then he did tshuva. So you might have said he wasn't amongst the menuyim. He wasn't amongst the ones who were appointed. Kamash v'lan. That's why he says you're a lamb. That's what Tosfos says. Al pi drash, big time drash. I saw from the Kleisenberger Rebbe that he says maybe there's another idea based on the kedushas lazy. Just Levi said, many of you might be aware of this idea, he says, many times you find in Chazal that Hashem gets praised in Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael get praised in Hashem. For example, Hashem, it says in Torah Shebechsav, the holiday of Passover is called Chag HaMatzos, because Hashem is saying, wow, we went out of Mitzrayim with the matzah on our back, with no other food, so he's praising us. We call it Chag HaPesach, because Chag HaPesach in the Torah Shebaal Peh, because Pesach symbolizes Hashem passed over us. If you look in the Gemara in Brachas, it says what's written in the tefillin of Bnei Yisrael and the tefillin of Hashem. Shem was tefillin, says Chazal. What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Shmar She'eris, the opposite. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what's written in our tefillin. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Shmar She'eris Yisrael. Right, it says great things about Am Yisrael. If you look in the Torah Shebichsav, which mitzvah on Sukkot is written first? First comes Dal and Minim, and then comes the next pasuk, Pasuk HaSeishu Sivas Yamim. Why? Says the Kedushas Levi, because Dal and Minim symbolizes our greatness. We run out with mitzvos. Sukkah symbolizes Hashem's watching over us. That's second. In Torah Sheval Peh, the first two brachot of Masechta Sukkah are about the mitzvah of Sukkah. The next two brachot are about the mitzvah of Lulav. Lulav HaGazel is the third parak. If you look in, I don't know if he adds this one, the Kli Yakar adds this one, the Parshas Matos, where Hashem tells Moshe to fight Midian, Hashem says, Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael to fight, he says, Nekom Nikmas Hashem. So you find many times that Bnei Yisrael are Mishtabeach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishtabeach in Hashem. So you find other examples as well. But says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, he says, maybe this answers Tosfos, because what's the Havamina? V'chi Matzah Kedusha Isbei? So says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, maybe yes, because Matzah symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mishtabeach in us. That we went out of Mitzrayim with just the matzah on our back. So if that's true, so matzah symbolizes the godless of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem wants a mumar eating this? So you would have had a havamina that a mumar wouldn't be included. Because matzah has some quasi-level of kedusha on a drash level. Kamash Malan, that's the kid of Tzitzosos. So he just adds that in to what he said on Shabbos Kodesh Pesach Sheni, Tavshin Chav Dalad, in Divrei Torah. Okay, good. Weiter, so now we go further. So Mani Masnisen. So says the Gemara. So we have this Braiser, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Who is the author of our Mishnah? That says, what did our Mishnah say? The Mishnah was Bechalik between Chavi Shevel of Pesach of a Jew, Aser Bana afterwards, and of a guy, Mutter Bana afterwards. Mani Masnisen. E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Chamitz Damakamar, Rabbi Yehuda Nachri. Rabbi Yehuda was not machalik between Jew and non-Jew. He just said all chametz is aser afterwards. The Reb Shimon, the Yisraelami Mishra Kashari, and Reb Shimon was also not machalik. He also said everything is mutter after Pesach. The Reb Yossi Aglili, if he does not know me Mishra Kashari b'hana, and according to Reb Yossi Aglili, even during Pesach it's mutter b'hana. So nobody's machalik in the Brisa. So who is the author of the Mishnah? So we're going to have two opinions in the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, opinion number one. An unbelievable idea, opinion, at least according to Rashi. La olam Rabbi Yehuda hi v'yalifs are really is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda who held in the Braisa that chametz on Pesach is aser before Pesach, on Pesach, and after Pesach. He had psukim to prove that chametz was aser ba'achila before, during, and after. D'oraisa. But he wasn't mechalek between Jew and non-Jew. Really, he is mechalek, and he learns v'yalifs are da'achila misar d'ri'iya, and he learns the drasha comparing the Isser Achila on Pesach and the Isser of Bal Yerabai Matzah on Pesach. Masar de Re'ia, just like Sar Re'ia, the Isser of Bal Yerah, Shalacha Yetaroe, Avalataroe, Shalachir, Vishal Gavoha. There is no Bal Yerah on Chametz of others or of Hekdish. Afsar de Achila, Shalacha Yetarochel, Avatarochel, Shalachir, Vishal Gavoha. Just so too, by the Isser Achila, there's Isser Achila, there's Isser for you to eat your Chametz, but there is no Isser for you to eat others' Chametz. And Gavoha, others' chametz, meaning chametz of a non-Jew, v'shel gavoa, and chametz of hekter. So he compares, again, a big sugya, are the isurim of Pesach compared. Some say that the isur of Bal Yura, that's the, if you remember the Ran, on Daf Aleph in the Rif, says Bal Yura b'yimotze itself is a siyag de oraisa for the isur achila. That's what Menachem probably spoke about at the beginning of Pesachim, that you find this concept a number of times, that there's a concept called siyag de oraisa. It's a fence. Usually we're familiar with the siyag d'rabanan. You're not allowed to do this. Gzeira, you might come. You're not allowed to blow shofar at Shabbos. Gzeira, you might come to carry. That's a siyag d'rabanan. That's how it mostly appears. But the Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that there are about 15 examples that he collects of a siyag d'araisa. The Torah asers one thing because it doesn't want you to do something more chumr. See, what the Torah asers yichud in certain circumstances because it doesn't want you to come to do something even more. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that a kohen gadol is not allowed to even allowed to walk after the coffin of a relative outside the Beis HaMikdash because you might come to touch the coffin. Negiah is another example, but the Ran says Bal Yura Bal Yimatzei is the Ran at the beginning of Pesachim. Rabbi Yisrael quotes this one too, that the Ran's Bal Yura Bal Yimatzei is a Siyag D'Araisa of the Isra Achila, so it might be connected to this Gemara. This Gemara, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, links the two. The Rabbi Yehuda says that just like Bal Yura Bal Yimatzei is only Bal Yura Chametz, so too the Isra Achila. Ubedin Hu Di Boyel B'Sed Afilu Ba'Achila Nami Shari. And really, the Mishnah, when it says it's mutter bahana'a after Pesach, it should say that it's even mutter b'achila after Pesach. Note, yesterday we gave a different example. Yesterday we said from the Pirush Mishnayos on the Rambam that the reason it says aser bahana'a is because it's talking about a case that's a machmer and pasakum. That's the Rambam quoting the Yerushalmi. The Bavli gives a different reason. The Bavli says it's lav dafka. That's what the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi had on this in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah could have said that even it's even aser ba'achila. The idea to tana the Yisrael aser ba'anah, but because the Seifa says that of a Yisrael aser ba'anah, tana nami denachri mutter ba'anah. So it just says that a nachri is mutter ba'anah. Ubedin udi ba'anah the Mishnah defilah toks ba'anah mutter ba'anah. And the Mishnah should not have even focused only on after Pesach when it comes to the chametz of a guy, because even during Pesach the chametz of a guy is not aser. The idea to tana the Yisrael la'achers mano, but since it's focused on la'achers mano by a Jew, so tana nami denachri la'achers mano. So that's why of a nachri it also says la'achar zmano in the Mishnah. Period. This is all option number one of Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Let's think what he just said though. The chametz of a, he says mechalik according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the chametz of a Jew, that's when he says hishita, but it's also the raisa before, during, and after. Chametz of a non-Jew is mutter, but what's mutter? What's mutter? The Gemara says even to eat it, and that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rashi says the last wide line on top, mutter bechemso shol nachri afilu ba'achila v'afilu bepesach min haTorah. Unbelievable. According to this day, Rabbi Yaakov says you could go to your a non-Jew's house and have a sandwich. Have a sandwich midaraisa. So that's what some Achronim are medayik. Rashi adds in Minat Torah. Midar Abana, we're never going to allow this. Come on, the Chumrat, the Chametz, you're going to be able to eat, right? You're going to be able to do this? Right? So that's why, but according to this day of the Gemara, we're going to, Rav Acher bar Yaakov himself is going to be Choser Bo, on Amar Beis. But at least it's a Havamina. At least it's a Havamina according to Rashi, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, which sounds like the Pashas of the Gemara, right? Even though the Gemara only says, Ubedinu, that it could have said Mutter Ba'anah. But Rashi says mutter is mutter. So that's why he says it would be mutter la achila midaraisa to eat the chametz of a non-Jew on Pesach. That is how Rashi understands Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Yesterday, Rav Yehuda is the most machmer. Rav Yehuda is the most machmer when it comes to the chametz of a Jew. Rav Yehuda is the most maker when it comes to the chametz of a non-Jew, because he has this drasha to compare isuri achila to Bar-Yur Abayimatzai. So just like Bar-Yur Abayimatzai has limits to the isur achila, where the isur achila applies according to Rav Yehuda, he's the most machmer. But where it does not apply, he has this drasha in Achinami. The Tap Tosfos asks Pirush Rashi Mutzur Ba'achila V'Kasha. So if we would have been Tosfos, we would have said, how could you say that? How could you say you could eat chametz? Tosfos is not bothered. If he is, it's just underneath. Tosfos seems to ask more technical questions. How is it possible for a Jew to eat a guy's chametz without being konehit? That's Tosfos kasha. The kasha, the afshar. It's impossible. Im lo yeshalo b'shas achila. He says, what's the hechitimsi? How could you come up with a case that a Jew's eating it and it's not his? Deim nasan lo hanachri. If the nachri gave it to him, how are you shalo? It's his. V'im gozal minachri, and if he stole it from minachri, so then hari chayiv v'achriyuso. He's chayiv v'achrayus. That means if something happens to it, that he's chayiv. This is something called, something that we'll have to discuss a lot, hopefully at some point, kinyani geneva and kinyani gzela. When a ganav or a gazlan steals something, it's not that just that he's responsible to return it. It's not just that he has a chayiv hashava. But there are many rayas that say he has kinyanim.
kinyanim aren't a reward that we give him. Obviously, we're not happy that the gazlan did it, but they're kinyanim. If you have it, if you it's physically in your possession, so then you acquire it le'inyan certain halachas. This is Gemara in Baba Kama. I think we mentioned this before from Rabbi Yochanan. Samaches. Gazov alonis yashu habaylam. Let's say you steal something, but the baylam didn't give up hope yet. You know what the Gemara says? Shneihem einam yecholim lahadisho. Both the nigzal and the gazlan cannot be makdashit at that moment. So you understand why the gazlan can't be makdashit. The Gemara says, zelafishin ashalom. It's not his. But you know what the next line of the Gemara is? Zelafishin apershuso. The nigzal is his on dinim amenis. You look at legally, it's his. But it's enu pershuso. And enu pershuso, physically not in your rishus, that itself impacts on ownership in halacha. So they can't, both can't be makdashit. So you see there's a concept called kinyani gazela. There are a lot of rayas, not for now, but that's what Tosis is referring to. So if you stole it from the nachri, and that's also a jump, not everybody agrees to that, even if you say gezel akum is usur, so what about kinyanim? But Tosis is assuming, even if you stole from a nachri, it's chai bachriyuso, below garmi chame chai bachriyuso, davi kishalo, it's yours! So Tosis says, I don't know how you can ever have this case. We'll get to how in a minute. So that's why Tosus, though, argues on Rashi. V'yishlomai vola, come on, he says, it sounds like it's not true. So Tosus says the second skinny line, v'nira l'riva, t'hataka rafilu tofsmanu, mutzer rafilu bahano. Oh, it means hana, doesn't mean afila. Okay, so bahano, you don't have to touch it, you don't have to do anything to it. Good. This does relate, this Tosus, what does Tosus say? If he gives it to you, you know it's yours. So this relates to something that we touched on a number of times before, and that is, what happens if I have you over for Shabbos, and for Shabbos lunch, and I give you some piece of chicken, so at the moment that you're eating the chicken, whose chicken is it? Is it your chicken? Or is it my chicken that I'm letting you eat? How do you look at guests in a house? Right? Nafkamina, for example, the Sfas Emes in Sukkah says that you need lochem by matzah. Even though it doesn't say that anywhere, but he proves it from Shava to Lulav, we know you need lochem. But let's say you're going to eat at the Seder, let's say you all eat in a hotel. Right, so is it your matzah? You need lachem by matzah, says the Sfas Emes. So usually we don't pass in that way. But says the Sfas Emes, it's an afkamina. So if you have matzah, you're at somebody's house for the Seder. So whose matzah is it? So we always look at that. That's one example. But the afkamina that is always used is, can you be mekadesh nisha with it? So you would think the Minchas Chinuch brings this up, but it's really a Ramah. The Ramah writes in Hilchas Kedushin, in Eved Ezer Simen Samaches, Simen Samaches, Sif Yud Zayin. Oreach sheyoshev etzal balabayis v'notel chelko v'kideish bo havei mikudashes. Says the Rama, it belongs to the guest. Havei mikudashes. That's who the food belongs to. That sounds like Tosfos. Tosfos says, if he gives it to you, it's yours. The Ran and the Darim and Davla Medal seems to say otherwise. Seems to say, no, that, what do you mean? It's still the balabayis. It's the balabayis. He's letting you have some of it. So Tosfos seems to be assuming one way in that issue. Interesting, Chach Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger on the Shulchan, on that Ramah, says maybe you should be v'chalik between what and what? Have you eaten your fill or not? If you've already satiated and then you're going to take more to be v'kadosh a woman, he says l'chor, the Baal Bayis didn't want you to overstuff yourself. He never was mocking you that food. Oz hamoser chozer l'Baal Bayis. He wants the leftovers. The yesh umdina delo hiknelo rakadei achilaso. Aval im tzimtzim v'lo achal k'dei savo v'hayachol lechol od. Let's say you just limited yourself. You really could eat more, but you stopped yourself because you knew you wanted to marry this girl. V'lo achal ze'avi shalo v'yachol lido l'bisha yirtze u'ke'en d'kayim l'an. He quotes a raya and he says v'zeh chiluk nachol l'fina n'esdaiti. Right, when he saw leftovers, he saw halacha. When he saw leftovers, when we see leftovers, we just see cleaning up. But he saw leftovers. Oh, it makes a difference. Are you full or not? So it makes a difference in terms of the das of the balabais. Interesting halacha that Tosis is referring to. Fine. So what about Rashi? How could he answer for Rashi? Tosis says, how can he come up with a hechi timsi? So how are you not kone it? So the way, number one, like the Ran, maybe according to the way that's machlokas Rashi Tosis, like that machlokas, who's kone it? Ah, says the Rivet on the riff here, maybe if somebody sticks it into your mouth. We always say, Tach of Lobabe Sablia. He sticks it into your mouth, so you can't be machzer. So that also could work. You're not chozer, you're not koneit. The Pnei Yeshua says, oh, maybe if a non-Jew is mocking it to you, almanas, that is not yours until you eat it. You have to come up with all these hechi timsis. There's one other one, which seems to have some lumdus to it, not just an ukimta, the Tshuvas Avni Miluim. Again, in the back of the Avni Miluim, in the footnote there. Well, Anias Daiti Nira, he says, maybe it's Rashi L'shitaso. Why? Putting together with a Urayim. So not really a Rashi L'shitaso. The Rashi holds a bit major machlokas about Gezel Akum. It's not a good thing to do, but is it Asur D'Oraisa or not? So Rashi holds no. Rashi holds Gezel Akum is Mutter. So number one, Gezel Akim is mutter, and then he quotes the Shita of the Yireim that even if Gezel Akim is mutter, it's not lachem. It's not yours. It's not lachem, because even if you don't violate an Aveira, Mitzat HaGavra, the Chafz is still not yours. So that's how you're not koning it. But this Shita is important in that you see that there could be like a limbo status. It could be something that's not his, but it's not yours. And it's mutter to take it, Midaraisa, but it is, we pass Gezel Akim Aser. But according to Rashi, it's mutter to take it, yet it's not considered yours yet. So Apilamdis, that's an important idea that you can have a middle status where it's mutter to take something, yet it can never become yours because until he gives up. Okay, so any of those possibilities would answer for Rashi. Either he holds like the Ran, or somebody stuffs it into his mouth, or like the Pnei Yeshua, or like that Shuva of the Avnei Milua. Okay, we continue. If somebody's... Somebody's right. Maybe so. Maybe he's not makbid. Right. So again, there's a kind of a makbid that's using somebody's item, but eating somebody's item might be different. Using it, so you're not mafsided in any way. So he's right. What is he makna you the hishtamshus of the chair when you sit on his couch? L'chor not. Right. Right. Right, so again, the Ramah would say then, so then any usage in his house, that's one thing. But if he's giving you food, that's different. He's giving you food is different. Continues the Gemara. That is all approach number one. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rava Amar La'olam Reb Shimini. Rava says, no, really the author of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon. Meaning, forget Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, who holds that Chamitz is Mutter Bahana'a, before Mutter Ba'achila, before and after Pesach. It's only Asa Daraisa on Pesach. V'Reb Shimon Ai, so what about, it says it's Asa, Reb Shimon, Knas HaKanis, right, it's a Knas. Since the person violated by Rabbi Yimatze, so this is what we paskin. That's why Chamish Avol Aver Pesach, that was owned by a Jew, is Aser Midrabanan. The Tzlach just has one Ha'ara. Was Rabbi forced to say it's Reb Shimon? Why couldn't it be Rabbi Yossi Aglili? He also holds up by Rabbi Yimatze. It's really Rabbi Yossi Aglili, but because he violated by Rabbi Yimatze, so that's why he was Konesit. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's Mutaba Anah, but he also holds up by Rabbi. You can't argue with the Pasik. Yeah. The bigger chiddush would be on Pesach and have enough. Okay, so that's one. The Mishnah should have said maybe the bigger chiddush that even on Pesach is mutter by enough. But the Gemara already said earlier that you can say that's a lav dafka point. So it says the Tzlach, an important ha'ara, how we understand the Isra of Chamisha Avol Aver Pesach. He says, for the fact that you didn't learn like Rabbi Yosef Glili, you know what we see? So that, what's the nature of the Knas? The Knas isn't an Isra Chadash that Chazal came up with of Chamisha Avol Aver Pesach. But what is it really? It's a hamshacha of the Isra on Pesach. They extend the Isra Hana on Pesach on a Rabbanan level to apply even after Pesach. So that's why it can only be Rav Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Yehud, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, there is no Isra Hana on Pesach. But according to Rav Shimon, who has the Isra Hana, the nature of the Chazad, the reason they did it was a Knas. But what's the Mahus of the Takana? The Mahus of the Takana was that the Isra Hana should extend till after Pesach. That's what the Tzlach says. Rak mitab Knas, gazu shelo yufsach, ko Isra Torah, v'yishor kemo shahaya, etc. So that's why Dafka, he had to say Rav Shimon, and not Rabbi Yosef Glili. Okay. And of course, the Rishonim already point out that the Knas is not just for the person involved. It's for everybody. That's why you're not allowed to go into a store, it's owned by a Jew, and buy it, even though I wasn't violated by Rabbi Masay. Rabbi David here says Beferish, that it applies to all Jews, not just to the person who did it. Continues the Gemara. Bish, the Mala Rava, Hayna Dukhtani Shal Yisrael, Asr Mishav Shemar Lo Yeraya. I understand, according to Rava, the Pasuk in the Mishnah that was quoted at the end was Mishum Lo Yeraya. So you understand that fits in, because the Knas, why it's Asr, but no, it's because he violated Baal Yerah. El Ravacha by Yaakov, Mishum Lo Yochal Chamis Mi Baal Yerah. But according to Ravacha by Yaakov, what's the reason that it's Asr according to Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda has, it's because it's Asr Ba'achila. He has three psukim, before, during, and after. So what does that have to do with Baal Yerah? But Lo Yachel, the Mishnah sort of quoted. So Gemara says, "Mi savers haSeifa Koi." Is it talking about the Seifa, which has to do with the Isser of after Pesach? Areisha Koi. Really, the pasuk of Al Yirah is related back to the first line of the Mishnah, which was saying why the chametz of a guy is mutter. What did Rava say? What did Rav Acha Yaakov say is the makar for Rabbi Yehuda's limiting it? Well, you're all pasik. V'hachi kamar. Chamis chanach v'shav alav hesach mutar bahana. That's what the pasik's referring to. V'shav shenemar lo, you're all lecha. Because that's the limit of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Shalacha, yataroe, avataroe, shalachir, v'shal gavoa. V'yalav sardachi, l'misar deri'iyah. Period. So that's why the pasik is referring back to Rabbi Yehuda's limitation in Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the machlokas between Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rava. How to understand the Mishnah. And continues the Gemara, va'azlu l'tamayu. And they each are l'shitaso in another machlokas. To itmar chochel saor shel nachri she'avar lava pesach. If somebody eats the saor of a nachri she'avar lava pesach, do you get malchus or not? L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chamei she'avar lava pesach of a guy, do you get malchus for? Rava amar loke, Rav Acha Yaakov amar eino loke. So Rava says you do get malchus. Why? Because Rava didn't have any limits in Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Right? Only Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that you could compare the Isser Achila to the Isser of Bayer Rabbi Yimatze according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, you said Chametz of a Goy is Mutter. But Rava didn't say anything about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rava spoke about Rabbi Shimon Shita. So according to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda has no limits. Even the Chametz of a Goy is going to be Usser. So that's what the Gemara says. Rava Amar Loke, Rava Yaakov Amar Eino Loke. Rava Amar Loke, Lo Yalif. He does not compare Bal Yerabai Yimatzi to this Rachila, and therefore, according to Yehuda, this Rachila of Chametz applies to a non-Jew as well. Non-Jew's Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Sarda Achila Bisarda Re'iyah. He learns it from each, I'm sorry, Lo Yalif Rabbi Yehuda Sarda Achila Bisarda Re'iyah, according to Rava. Rava Amar Yaakov Amar Eino Loke, Yalif Sarda Achila Bisarda Re'iyah. So it's Lishitaso in this Machlokas. So now the Gemara says, Behalder Be Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Meyahi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was chozer bo from that interpretation of the Mishnah, meaning of that interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rashi, maybe we'd like to say this, because how could you say that Chametz of a Goy is mutar ba'achila on Pesach midaraisa? He's not going to be chozer for that reason, but he was chozer bo. Titanya, because we have a Brisa, we're going to have five interpretations of what the Machlokas is in this Brisa. The fourth one is Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So we're going to get to that one. We're going to see how he's chozer bo when we get to the fourth interpretation of the Machlokas. What's the case? Ha'ochel chametz shel hektish b'moed. Let's say you eat chametz of hektish on Pesach. Do you violate the Isser of Me'ilah? Again, Me'ilah is benefiting from something in the Beis HaMikdash, and not just benefiting, but we haven't focused on this yet, but also being mafsid and causing somewhat of a loss to the item of the Beis HaMikdash. That's also an ingredient in Me'ilah. It might be two kinds of Me'ilah, but at least for now, what we need to understand in our Gemara is not just that you're benefiting, but that you're causing a loss to the Beis HaMikdash. That's also a part of the Isra Me'ilah. So, if you eat chametz of Hektish on Pesach, do you violate Me'ilah? That's the Machlokas. Tanakhama says, Ma v'yesh omim lo ma. Machlokas, whether you do or not. So, what's this Machlokas about? Five pshatim. Number one. Man yesh omrim, who is the one who says that you violate Me'ilah? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanahi. It's the sheet of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanahi. Oh, so let's one point of background. Those of you who learned Elanaris know Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanah. There is a principle called Kimle b'Derab Aminei, which means if I do an action which is Mechayev me, Misa and Mamon on the same act. For example, I shoot an arrow on Shabbos, and at the same moment that it goes out from Rishis Yachad to Rishis Rabim, meaning, and I do it b'Mezid, and I'm Chayev Misa. At the same moment that it did that, it ripped my friend's shirt. It went right through my friend's shirt. So I'm chayev mamon and I'm chayev misa at the same moment. The halacha is kim le b'derab aminei. Give him the bigger onesh. A person gets killed. A person gets killed, then he doesn't have to pay the money. That's kim le b'derab aminei. That applies to chayve misos, meaning by cases where bezdin puts you to death. Does it apply to a chayev kares? What if you're chayev kares and mamon at the same time? That is a machlokas, and that's known as the shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanah. The Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanah says, even by kares and mamon, also you say, kimle b'derab aminei, and if you're chayev kares, you're not chayev mamon. Based on two different sources, which we'll talk about in a minute. Detanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanah hayaosa, as Yom Kippurim kishabbos. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanah used to treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Yom Kippur where you're chayev kares if you do malacha. L'tashlumen. For tashlumin, ma Shabbos was chayiv benafshu upatam benef tashlumin. Just like Shabbos, which is a chayiv skila, if you're chayiv to be killed, you're putter from tashlumin. Af Yom Kippurim is chayiv benafshu upatam mitashlumin. So do Yom Kippur. If you're chayiv to be killed, kares, you're putter mitashlumin. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains that this Gemara is assuming like that the Me'ilah, that the item that you're eating does have value. Let's say it's where's the first Rashi, right? That it's going according to Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon is the one that said that Chametz after Pesach is going to be Mutar Bahana Midaraisa. So even though it's Asar Bahana on Pesach, it is somewhat valuable on Pesach because you're going to be able to use it after Pesach. So it has some value. So you are being mafsid something from Kachim, but you're also violating Chametz. You're eating a piece of Chametz. So you're Chayav Kares for that. So do you say you're only Chayav Me'ila to pay? Right, Me'ila consists also not only of a carbon, but also of an Aveirin, also of paying back the Beis HaMikdash. Do you have to pay? Are you Moel? Do you have to pay? So that's the Machlokas. According to the Tanakh, it says you're Moel. What does that mean? You have to pay? What do you mean you have to pay? Your Chayav Kares. Oh, that opinion does not hold like Rabbi Chanina ben Akana. Kinle B'drav Mineh is only by a Chi of Misa, not by a Chi of Kares. And that's the Tanakhama, that your Chayav Kares for eating the Chametz, and your Chayav Me'ila. Masha'enki, according to the second opinion, Lo Ma'al, that's the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Akana, who holds that this Kinle B'drav Mineh even by Kares and Mamon, and that's why you'd be Pater from Me'ila. And Rashi just here points out, why don't you just say your Chayav the carbon Me'ila? Because it's one package deal. One package deal. If you're not chayiv to pay the principal back to the Beis HaMikdash, you're also not chayiv to pay the chomesh, which you also have to add on, and you're also not chayiv to pay the carbon. It all is one package deal. So that's the first interpretation of what's the machlokas between are you chayiv me'ila or not if you eat a piece of chametz hekdesh on Pesach, machlokas whether you hold like a mechon yimei nekan or not. Right, so we'll see. Rather, Baracha is going to give a different shot of the machlokas. That's why Bar doesn't suggest this. The issue in the Rishonim, though, starting with Rashi, is that we're talking about kares, right? So we're talking about kares. So isn't that daraisa? So lachara daraisa. But one second, Me'ila you only violate pshogig. You said a couple days ago. So what's going on here? So Rashi says there are some people that have difficulty understanding this Gemara. Rashi says, Yesh Toim, in the middle of that big Rashi, Yom Kippurim. Some make a mistake, that they're bothered, Tikashaluhu, they're bothered. Rechim Menachada only says it by Mezen, not by Kares. So therefore he says, not a problem. He's Mezen on the Chametz, he's Shogeg on the Me'ila. That's what Rashi says, simple. You know it's Chametz, but you don't know it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. That's how you can have a Chi of Kares, and still have a Chi of Me'ila. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos, though, gives a different shot, and the Achronim are bothered why Rashi doesn't say this. There is a principle, just like this, Rabbi Chanina ben Akana is a well-known cheetah in Kimlei, there's another well-known cheetah, that's Tana de Chizkiah. What does Chizkiah say? Chizkiah says that Kimlei applies not only b'mezid, but even b'shogeg. In other words, if you do an act that's Machayev Yumisa, even b'shogeg, you still don't have to pay. Why? What's the svara? Because Kimlei doesn't only mean, which is the Pasha's way of understanding it, that if we're going to kill you, we're not going to make you pay. Subsuming punishments. That's the Pasha, that's the simple interpretation of Kimlei. Tanan de Bechizki is Machade, he said it doesn't have to do with the punishments themselves practically, but it has to do with the Maisim. If you do a Maisa that's Machayev Yumisa, even if you're not going to get Misa, because it's Beshogeg. If you do a Maisa that's Machayev Yumisa, so that's going to potter the Maisa that's Machayev Yumamon if you do it in the same act. It's not just a din in getting the punishments, it's a din in the act that you're doing. So if you do a Maisa that's Machayev Yumisa, you're still going to be potter from the Mamon, even though we're not going to be putting you to death in that case. That's the Chiddush of Tanan de Bechizki, that you say Kimlei even b'shogeg. So Tosfos here says, what's Rashi getting so excited for? The whole thing could be shogeg. You're shogeg even on the chametz. Even on the chametz. So it's chayvi krisa shogegin. You still think Kimlei b'drav aminei. For some reason, the Pnei Yeshua points this out, for some reason, the Rashi doesn't want to say that. For some reason, Rashi seems to limit Tana de Bechizkiya, this idea that Kimlei applies to even shogegin, he limits that to chayvi misos, he does not apply that to chayvi krisas. As if to say, because the Pnei Yeshua doesn't say this line, but as if to say that when you do a chayvi misa b'shogeg, it retains its nature as a misa of chayvi misos. But once you have chayvi krisus, it loses its nature. Chayvi krisus shogegin is not a chayvi krisus. It's not a maaser that's a chayvi karis anymore. That's what Rashi seems to say, a fundamental shita. Again, others say maybe there are two makoros there in Ksubas. You can look up. Maybe it's totally on that. But it's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether you say Tanit Bechizkia, which is Kimlev Ravine, even b'shogegin, whether you apply that to chayvi krisus, assuming like Rebbe Chanina ben Akana. Okay, that is Rashi and Tosfos. That is the first approach in how to understand this machlokas in the Gemara. Okay? That is, okay, we're learning certain Yisodas today. Kim Levi-Ramine, Me'ila, fine. So number two, Rev Yosef Amar, the second way to interpret this Machlokas. Again, if you eat Chametz, Hektish on Pesach, are you Chayim Me'ila or not? The second way to interpret the Machlokas is Rev Yosef. Rev Yosef Amar, Rev Yosef says, Rashi adds in, everybody holds like Rev Yosef HaGalili. Everybody holds that Chametz is Mutter Bahana on Pesach. So what's the machlokas? Machlokas is bepodin as a kachin machilin l'klavim kamiflugi. You're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, but are you in general allowed to be poda hektish in order to feed it to your animals? Is that a bizayon of hektish or not? I could be poda hektish to eat, but can I be poda hektish to give to my animals? That's the machlokas tanoam here. So man to amar mal, the one who says you violate me'ilah kasaver poda as a kachin machilin l'klavim, says you could have redeemed it in order to give to your animals. If you could have redeemed it, that means it has value. If it has value, then you're violating me'ilah. You're violating me'ilah to do that. Again, you're eating it because you're eating it. You're eating it, so you're being mafsid hektish because you could have given it to your animals. So you violate me'ilah according to that opinion. According to the other opinion, says that no, apod, you're not allowed to do it. So really, right now, it has no value, right? Even though Rabbi Yosef Lili says it's mutar ba'ana, but if it belongs to hektish, so then it has no value. Therefore, you're not considered being mafsid. You're not considered being mafsid the kutch. Fine. And everybody agrees, does not hold it like Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. Rashi also adds that in. Right? No, everybody agrees, you don't hold it like Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. That's why the issue is just of Mi'ilah. Number three. Okay, there's an important tosis here. We'll see at the end if we have time. Number three. Ravacha bar Rava Tanalei. Ravacha bar Rava. Not Ravacha bar Yaakov. Ravacha bar Rava Tanalei. A third one. Lahash Ma'itzim Shaydar Rav Yosef. Bahalishna. He has a different way to interpret according to Rav Yosef. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to be potent to give to your animals. And therefore, that's not the value you're talking about. V'hacha, and we're in, Rashi is, within the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says it's asr b'hana now, but it's going to be mutter b'hana after Pesach. But what's the machlokas about? V'hacha, b'hacha mifugi, if they're arguing about a shas topic. B'davar ha-goreim l'mamon, k'mamon dami. Whether something that it itself does not have value right now, but it will have, or it will cause you to have something of value. Dover hagorim lamamon, something that causes mamon, whether that has the status of mamon or not. Now, today, it's not worth anything, but it's going to be worth something in a week after Pesach. So do you say that Dover hagorim lamamon has the status of mamon or not? So man damar mal, the one who says that you do violate me'ilah, kasava dover hagorim lamamon kamamon dami, says it's because dover hagorim lamamon has the status of mamon, therefore you're being mafsid hektish. The one who says you did not violate me'ilah because the old davar garam lamamon is not kamamon dami. Again, this is a huge topic. Davar garam lamamon. It comes up in Baba Kama. You had it at the beginning of the Masechta a little bit in the first parak, but you always have to. It comes up by Hilcha Shomrim. But that's the case of davar garam lamamon. That is possibility number three in the Gemara. How to explain the machlokas? Possibility number four, which is why we brought this here. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Amar, the Kuliyama Darag on the Mamon Kamamon Dami. Everybody agrees it is Kamamon. V'Hakla Beplukta Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Kamiflagi. The machlokas here, whether you violate Me'ilah or not, is goof on the machlokas of Yehuda Rav Shimon. Manda Amar Loma, the one who says you did not violate Me'ilah, Kareb Yehuda. That's like Rav Yehuda who says what? That Chametz is going to be Usser forever, right? Even after Pesach is Usser Daraisa, according to Rav Yehuda. So, and that's who says, that's why there's no me'iloi. We're mafsid hektish at all. Uman damar mal k'Reb Shimon, the one who said, you do violate Reb Shimon because it is going to be mutter after Pesach. So says, 1 second, says the Gemara. V'rachar bar Yaakov hu, d'amar Rabbi Yehuda yalof sardach yilim yisar d'ra'iya. 1 second, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rachar bar Yaakov, learned the connection to Baal Yirah, and Baal Yirah excludes the chametz of Achayim and the chametz of hektish. So it should be excluded. Must be he was Chozerbo. Elahadabir Bachar Yaakov Yahi. Must be he was Chozerbo in that interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda. And really, he holds Rabbi Yehuda is across the board. And therefore, we're only left with one interpretation of our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon with an Isser to Rabbanan of Chamisha Avolav Pesach. That is interpretation number four of the Braisa. And finally, the fifth one, Rav Ashi Yamar to Kuli Amei Potin Vidar Ain Potin. Everybody agrees that you can't be Potin Kutship to feed to your animals. And Dabragal Mamma does not have the status of money. Meaning, if it's not worth something now, everybody would agree that it's not, it's period, you're not being mafsid hektish. But v'hacha beflukta, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Rabbi Anka Miflugi. The machlokas is Rabbi Yosei Glili and everybody else. Man to Amar Mal, the one who says Mal is Kareb Yosei, because according to him, it's Mutar Bahana now. It's here for you being mafsid something. Man to Amar Lo Mal, Kirabanan, period. Okay. Now we get into a Yoredeya topic. The topic of Bittul. We are not going to get to the Halacha L'maisa today. That's on the top of Daf Lamed of Aleph, and we'll do that tomorrow. But there are three shitos here that we will about to have regarding Dine Bittul. There are concepts of Bittul that apply to Kala Tarakula. How much do you need if an Isser falls into Heter? How much do you need to be Mevatala? Usually we say Midoraisa, Bittul Barov is enough, just in the majority. Midorabanan, you require what's called Shishim. Require 60 times what fell in. Related to, we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, related to No Saint Tom, Chazal assumed that if it falls into 60 Kenegdo, that it doesn't give off taste. relates to Tam Ki'ikr, but that is general rules of Bittul. There's a three-way machlokas amoraim here. Do the same rules of Bittul apply to Chametz, or is Chametz more chamor, as Chametz is more chamor in so many other areas? So that is the three-way machlokas between Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Tomorrow we're going to have Rava, who tells us what the psak is. But at least today, let's just get through the shitos of Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav, Chametz, Bismano, and there's also two concepts, one called Mino, one called Shavaba Mino. It falls into its type or not into its type. There are different rules and regulations of that too. How do you define type? How do you define type? So do you go by what we call type, or do you go by taste? The same taste. That's a machloka between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah says you go by shame, Basar Shema Azlinan. But the Shach quotes 55 Makoros that say, Kedarka Bakodesh, but it goes Basar Tam Azlinan. The whole point is if it has the same taste or not. So that's what the Shach assumes, that we go Basar Tam in terms of defining Min Bemino or Min Bishaino Mina. Keep that in mind. So Amar Rav, Chametz Bizmano, Chametz on Pesach, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalom Bemino, Aser, whether it falls into its own type or not, is going to be Aser. Shalom Bizmano, after Pesach, or before Pesach, Bemino, Aser, Shalom Bemino, Mutter. That's what Rav says. But the Gemara says, B'mai Eskina, what's Rav talking about? Let's explain Rav. Is he talking about a case where an Isser was strong enough to give off taste into what it fell into? So then Shalom Bizmano, Shalom Bemino, Mutter? So if it's right after Pesach, but it's Shalom Bemino, it's going to be Mutter? Are you off time? What do you mean? If it's chametz that's usher, that's avar lava pesach, and it falls in, it gives off taste. So Rav can't say that's mutter. So ela b'mashu, you're right. The whole discussion here we're having is if a mashu of chametz falls in, a tiny amount, and in all other areas basically out of chametz, we would say it's mutter because there's only chametz. But according to in some cases, chametz is going to be oser b'mashu. So now let's do Rav Shita. Chametz bizmano on Pesach bein b'mino bein shali b'mino usher. On Pesach, no matter what, Chametz is going to be Oser B'mashehu, according to Rav. Why? Rav L'taimei. Because Rav is L'shitaso. The Rav Ishmael, the Amri Travai, Rav Ishmael hold in general, Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, by all Yisurin in the Torah, B'mino B'mashehu. If it's Min B'mino, which has nothing to do with taste, right, because they both taste the same, so then you go by Mashehu, says Rav Ishmael. We don't pass on this way. But Rav Ishmael say you go by Mashehu when it's Min B'mino, Shelo B'mino, if it falls into something not of its type, but no same time, you go by whether it gave off taste or not. So that's the general rule. And Rav just goes up one level when it comes to chametz on Pesach. Rav Gazer, chametz bizmano, shalom bimino, atumino. So when it comes to chametz bizmano on Pesach, Rav is gozer, shalom bimino, atumino, and therefore everything is aser b'mashehu on Pesach. This shalom bizmano, in the second half of Rav Shita, if it's after Pesach, the regular rules. Bimino aser, Rabbi Yehuda. Bimino is aser, because he was like Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz is aser da'oraisa after Pesach, and therefore it's aser b'mashehu bimino. V'shalom bimino mutter, and shalom bimino is mutter. Why? The shalom bizmano, the shalom bimino, atumino kolei alo gazrina. You don't make a double gzera. It's after Pesach, which and it's b'mashehu, so you're not going to make that gzera after Pesach. The only gzera that the Rav makes is on Pesach, shalom bimino, atumino. That is also b'mashehu. That is Shitas Rav. Shmuel Amar, Shita number two. Chametz bizmano bimino aser shalom bimino mutter. Shalom bizmano bein bimino bein shalom bimino mutter. What's the basis of Shmuel Shita? Let's analyze. Chametz bizmano bimino aser. Chametz bizmano bimino is aser. That's the regular Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel atamei to Rav Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said, Amri Shavayel called the Shishu Batar, bimino aser and b'mashu, shalom bimino b'no seitam. Rav and Shmuel both hold that in general, and by all Yisurim, bimino, even a tiny drop, because it has nothing to do with taste, shalom bimino, it goes with by no seitam. So that's exactly what Shmuel says on Pesach, that bimino is going to be b'mashu, shalom bimino atamei lo gazer. He doesn't hold of Rav's gzera. He says shalom bimino on Pesach are the same rules of shalom bimino of Kol Torah Kula. Shalom bizmano, bimino me shalom bimino mutarim, kireb shimin. But if it's shalom bizmano, so then bimino and shalom bimino is going to be mutar like Reb Shimon holds, because he holds like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda. That's number two. For Reb Yochanan, we're just going to do the third shita today. Reb Yochanan says, no, a third shita. Chametz bizmano, ben bimino, ben shalom bimino, aser b'no sein tam. Reb Yochanan says, forget mashehu. Forget aser b'mashehu. No sein tam, even on Pesach. Shalom bizmano, ben bimino, ben shalom bimino, mutter. Shalom bizmano, everything's going to be mutter. Let's analyze Reb Yochanan. Chametz bizmano, ben bimino, ben shalom bimino, b'no sein tam. Why does Reb Yochanan say that? Because that's Reb Yochanan saying l'shitaso of Kol Torah Kula. Reb Yochanan l'taimei. Reb Yochanan v'reish lachash darmei shavayu, kol isurin shabbat Torah, bein bimino, ben shalom bimino, b'no sein tam. Reish lachash Reb Yochanan say, all isurim have no sein tam. Bimino, shalom bimino, you go by whether it would give off taste. It's the same, it's min bimino. Amino? So how do you know? So you estimate, would it give off taste if it was Shalom Amino? That's all you do. But it's still good by Nisina's Tam. So that's the general rule, and that applies to Pesach as well. Shalom Bismano, the second line of Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino, Mutar and Gerb Shimon. What about Shalom Bismano? Shalom Bismano, it's like Gerb Shimon, so it's not also Daraisa, and therefore it's going to be Mutar. There is a discussion, maybe we'll start off with this tomorrow. Is this whole concept of talking about chametz referring to it? How much is it mevutal in? The question that some ask, and that the Mechamas here asks on the Ramban, why isn't chametz considered a dabar sheish lamatirin? Right, chametz is going to be mutter in a week, so maybe all dini bittel shouldn't apply. We're talking about how much is it's maybe it's more chamor, but maybe the whole thing shouldn't apply. So that is a question the Ramban asks. He says fascinatingly, he gives one answer, but other achronim, the Ramah quotes 2 days about this in Yeridaya, is chametz not considered a dabar sheish lamatirin? Because it's going to become usher again next year. Do you have to assume, take next year into account? So again, it might have to do with the 2 ways we understood Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Okay, these are the 3 opinions in the Gemara about Dini Bittel when it comes to Chametz. But tomorrow we start off on Marava, Hilchasa, what are we paskin? Rashi's going to paskin for us. Very unusual. Rashi's going to tell us what he paskins in the Sugya. What are we paskin by Bittel and Kol Tzara Kula? And then we get into other halachas. Dine Hagalas Kalim comes up tomorrow. Can you kasher Klicheres? And that comes up all on Amid Beis. A lot of Yeridaya tomorrow. Tfilas Kalim, Hagalas Kalim. The Shem will continue. Okay, Teishi was Echadish Pas Yisrof in Paris. Ah, that's a question. If something is going to be Asur Midrabanon, do you say that's considered a Davar Sheish L'Matirin or not? So again, it might relate to our... Yeah. Okay, so today's the yard site. Yes, so...